Hello and welcome to a very special episode of So You Think You Can Fanon. Today marks our 4 years together as a podcast and as a group, as well as being our 400th episode. And of course, to celebrate, we have our whole slew of hosts that are currently within the country that we reside in.
That are within the legal limits of the United States of America.
Yes.
We are within a comfortable time zone.
Yeah.
Except for one of
Except
us.
For one of us, the fucking freak.
Yes. So we got me here, of course. We got Michael. We got Jake. We got
me.
Matt.
Forgot the name of Matt.
Michael, Matt, Kai, and Jake. I hope you didn't forget anybody.
You forgot Columbo. Our seven toes. Our swamp toes, Columbo, Lieutenant Columbo.
So wait just a minute.
I thought you said his name was Columbo, not Columbo.
I heard Columbo.
Well, Sergio said Columbo, so I pivoted to Lieutenant Columbo from the hit TV show Columbo.
Sergio, I get to forget me.
Just one more
Jason
thing.
Jason Chudley.
Just one more thing.
Jason Chudley?
Why is it that when I pick up the murder weapon, it's got your fingerprints and your cock print right across the blade?
It's my Columbo impression.
Thank you.
Very good.
I can't believe it's been 4 years since we had this lunatic idea to go, hey, what if we did a podcast?
Yeah, that's and it's worked out so well. We're making millions of dollars every year, baby.
It doesn't, to me, it doesn't feel like it's been a long time. It just kind of feels like this has just been, you know, the status quo.
See, for me, it feels like it's been a long time and a short time.
I feel like I forget that I'm on a podcast a lot.
We just be chilling. Yeah, like I don't think of it as like a podcast. I'm just like, yeah, this is my group of panelist friends that we sometimes do funny stuff online with.
Fair enough.
I mean, that's kind of how it started, so.
That's true.
I just see it as hanging out with the pals.
We've had the whole slew of our friend group on here, except for like
we get
Sam.
Sam on the podcast would be epic. I could have sworn Sam was on a pod.
Caleb was on an episode.
We need to get him on again. Sorry, I can't speak.
We need to get him off again. Am I right?
No, that's not allowed on the podcast. Stop it.
No, as long as he doesn't come.
After the recording, we get him off. We get him on, and then we get him off.
You know what they say, what happens in Colossal Con stays at Colossal Con.
True. Dab me up, brother. Thank you.
Ooh, that was wet.
It wasn't wet, it was hard.
No, it's pretty wet sounding. I don't
like
know.
A penis. So
hey, my penis gets wet, am I right, fellas?
Yeah! Yeah! Hey!
Oh!
Is this all this episode is going to be?
Just us.
So what have we done this year?
We've done a lot. Do each of us want to like go and just like mention some stuff that we did this year, podcast or maybe podcast adjacent?
Maybe before or after that, we need to talk about the creature who could not be here. The being
that's actually what I was going to do.
We locked him in the shack.
That's what I was going to open up with.
Yeah,
how about we do that? After, this is the year of the Sean.
Yeah, it's the year of the Sean. After me mentioning it to him like 5 times that if he wants to be a host, he can be a host. Sean was finally like, yeah, okay.
And he's been on more episodes on our podcast than his own podcast.
That's true.
So I say we should all go through and we'll talk about our experiences with Sean, I guess. I think that would be the best way to go about it.
Remembering Sean.
Who was the first to have contact with Sean?
I was the first one to have contact with Sean.
I was the first one to meet him, though. Haha.
True.
That's true.
Nerd ass. True. Go on, Serge. Yeah. What was your first conversation with Sean like?
So it was way back when Nikki and a few others were trying to do that SCP TV show, SCP Foundation Files on Otherworlds TV. You know, we asked to, you know, be a part of it, and we hopped on their Discord server. And I think I was like vaguely aware of Sean. I might have seen his podcast like come up while I was searching for things, but you know, he messages me out of the blue and he's like, oh, I should come on your podcast. And I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. Cause I'm not going to turn around the person who asked to be on the show.
Yeah. Sean jokes about it a lot, but he's like, it's really funny that I was just like, put me on your podcast. And instead of being weirded out, we were like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, an interesting creature, that Sean.
But
I
really do like Sean. I think he's very funny. I think he's very insightful. I like listening to the things that he has to say. I like goofing on him in the fun friend way. Obviously, you know, all right, Sean. Sean in places like shacks. Like dilapidated wooden buildings out back, and definitely not a place where you would like grow cows or anything like that. Raise cows.
Dude, we need to grow some cows. Water those cattle, baby.
And unfortunately, cows are
famously rude vegetables.
The unfortunate name association I have with people mentioning the name Sean. Top moment of the past, like from last March to this March, is being at Kai's house with Matt and Nick and watching Sydney's Grant McDonald video, and she's Kai's? Like, you got Ram Ranch with characters like Sean, and I was on the floor. I was dying. I was that's all it took. You just have to say the name Sean. Sort of so funny. And I'm dead.
Unironically, such a funny name.
His real actual name is very funny.
And I can't tell you what it is, because it's not like I have the same like reaction with like if somebody brings up the name Michael or Jake or Kai.
I think we have a similar reaction to the name Greg, to be fair.
Yeah,
Greg.
It's the same thing with Greg. There are certain names that are just like so funny for no reason.
Names of power.
Like John. John Anthony Mandalorian.
Yeah, John's a pretty good one.
It's not just John. It's specifically John Anthony.
Yeah.
It's the Anthony part that separates him from like John Halo.
Yeah.
I think it's not enough that it's just John. If it's John in another name, like John Fortnite Kennedy is funny. John Anthony Mandalorian is funny.
Yes. Yeah. They're all great.
I remember like my first introduction to Sean after you guys, I've already recorded an episode of gaslighting him. Uh-huh. You know, obviously we had to gaslight him more, but like he's just really fun to talk to. Yeah. Like I enjoy talking with like everyone here on the podcast, obviously. Sean was just like the easiest for me to just feel like, oh yeah, this is just my homeboy. He's my good friend.
He's very charismatic.
Yeah.
He's got his energy is not like a the charming, dashing rogue type. It's just he has a way of like talking that just is very endearing.
Yes.
He's just ridiculously easy to talk to.
He's very animated about everything, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. He's very enthusiastic about things that he likes and things that he doesn't like. It's awesome.
I hope Sean listens to this and just is like doing the whole like cutesy blushy like, oh, you.
You know what Sean reminds me of?
Sean, if you listen to this episode, message me on Discord and tell me to kill myself.
Don't do that. And
send me 4 emojis of your choice.
So what does Sean remind you of, Matt?
He reminds me of an alternate version of Phoenix, who never met us until later in life.
He does not remind me of Phoenix at all.
He doesn't remind me of Phoenix at all.
I don't think see the line.
Continue. I mean, with your
uncorrupted version of Phoenix. Like, imagine if we never changed, like, corrupted Phoenix's entire
sense. Are you saying you corrupted Phoenix?
We corrupted Phoenix, let's be honest here.
No, I had no part in this.
We did not corrupt Phoenix. Phoenix was corrupt before we met him. All the stuff he's into now, he was into before we met him. This is not thing.
I remember like being in high school and having to be like the parent with Phoenix, of being like, Phoenix, go to
We graduated high school.
Huh?
We graduated high school before we met him.
Did we? I thought we met him in high school.
No, you definitely met him in high school.
Are you sure? I thought we
might have been.
I heard about
him. I'm not leaking Phoenix's
in high school. So
hold on, let me see how long.
He's younger than Carlos.
Does Steam tell you how long you've been friends for?
Yes, I think so.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
But not. Yeah, no, I remember, like, see, I would stay up to 4 in the morning, but at noon, or not noon, midnight, I would be like, Phoenix, you need to go to bed. You're being irresponsible. And then I would be irresponsible, because that's how those things go.
You can't let a boy stay up after noon.
It's do what I say, not what I do.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing.
Yeah. I like Sean. He's my best friend. I am very jealous that he has a Wuvle and I don't have a Wuvle.
He's all of our best friends.
Yeah. We love you, Sean.
What about you, Kai? What are your thoughts on Sean?
As I said, very, very charismatic. Everything he says is just so funny. Like, he can say the most normal thing and I'll still laugh. And not in, like, a mean way, but, I mean, I don't know. He's just so funny. I love his taste in music, too. I've gotten a lot of good music recommendations from him. So, you know, music's a big thing for me. And I like that we can, you know, talk shop about
it. I agree with that.
I also, because, you know, it's funny you mentioned Phoenix, is that, you know, when we were at Holiday Matsuri, when it was me, Jake, Phoenix, and Sean, I don't know why I'm having
such a weird group. I will preface it with that. It's an insane group of people.
Yeah, no, I had mentioned that it's four people I never thought, like would be hanging out at the same location, like as a group, not like like, you know, a crossover. We're all there, like this specific four group of people.
I could see me, Sergio, and Sean hanging out, and I could see me, Sergio, and Phoenix hanging out, but
putting those two together
is very, because they had never met before. Unlikely. They met in person. They never even
chatted.
That's
insane.
But it was a very good vibe. It was like a perfect synergy, like in a JRPG where you hit that perfect party combination.
We played Monster Prom 3, and it was so fun.
Yeah, and I had a good amount of like bonding time with Sean.
Yeah.
Because we had to walk to Holiday Matsuri the first day. So, you know, we had a nice, like, almost a mile trek to the...
Because he was very cranky about the walk, because he wore really shitty boots that were destroying his feet, and he was in an immense pain.
Yeah, PSA... if you're going to be doing a lot of walking at a con, if your shoes have replaceable insoles, get a new pair. It goes a long way.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where, like, if you're going to a convention, I assume you're just going to do a lot of walking.
Yeah, you should just wear comfortable shoes. Like, I don't care if they don't match with the cosplay. You should probably just wear shoes to walk in.
Well, I would say, especially, like, because obviously, you know, there's a difference between, like, walking the con floor and, like, walking across grass and
sidewalks and roads.
To get places.
They were good, like, work boots, but they weren't good, like, walking boots, so he was just struggling.
Yeah,
I'd say just get, like, if you have, like, a bag or something. I mean, I usually bring a bag to a convention just to, like, hold more shit, but, like, if you're gonna be cosplaying and you're like, I want to look like the full part, just bring, like, a spare pair of tennis shoes with you. If you know you're gonna be going somewhere, make sure to take breaks and, you know, relax yourself. Don't be walking everything, like, everywhere every single day. You know, pace yourself.
And take a whole lot of painkillers if you're wearing heels.
That too. I can't speak on that, but someday maybe I will. Who knows? But I think that we can all in agreement say that Sean is a very beneficial part of this podcast. We love him. He is a sunshine in our lives, and we're happy to have his little shack on our property line.
I remember the first time I was the first person to meet Sean in person, and I think it might have been the most casual meetup I've ever had with anybody I've met online, because, like, like, even when I think when all of us met in person, there was at least a little bit of awkwardness just because it was like shifting from only online to like being in person, you know, especially like Sergio and I were at an amusement park. And then, like, I met Kai at Sergio's grad party, so there was a lot of people already, and it was like, oh, hey.
I'm just awkward, though. Yeah. Like, you can't count me interacting with anyone, because I'm just awkward.
I guess meeting Matt for the first time wasn't too awkward.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was very natural for me.
I think meeting you, it was a little awkward, because it was not only meeting you, but also meeting your whole family, pretty much.
Yes. That was probably where
with Sean, we just, like, got lunch. And we were just like, yeah, what's up, man? What's going on? Like, how you doing? Like, it was very chill.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice.
I also, this is a memory that always sticks out to me because I think it's kind of funny, but I love that while we were at your house, every time we come home, your dogs would steal one of my tennis shoes and present it to Sean.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
I didn't see that a single time.
Like, grab one of my shoes because usually I wasn't wearing my tennis shoes to the con, and they would just put it in front of Sean.
Uh-huh.
Just here you go.
Even Jacob's dogs love Sean.
At the expense of my shoes, yeah.
Yeah, it's at the expense of the black man.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in any case, with our thanks and tribute to Sean, I think it's time we get into the year in review.
What did we do this year?
We did a lot. I can start off if we want, or we can sort of.
I was gonna say, since we mentioned Sean, maybe we could talk about the favorite guests that we had on the podcast from last year.
I don't think I can pick one because I wasn't on the podcast a lot this year, dude. Mainly to schooling.
We had Harry and Grigory on.
I really liked having Harry and Grigory on. They're very nice.
I love Harry and Grigory.
They were very nice.
I really enjoy, even though I was dying of health related issues during the one that we did on our show. Uh-huh. I was at a state where I couldn't take more than like a quarter breath, and when we got to that American SCP and the paragraph, like what's supposed to be on the back of it, I looked at it and I was like, this is going to kill me. I'm going to start laughing and I'm not going to be able to breathe.
Oh, damn.
but I bit my blanket and made it through. But it was a good time.
Proud of you, buddy. I guess I can point to, because Sean's a recent host edition, my vote would have been Sean, just because like I don't know a lot of the guests that we had on the podcast, or at least I don't remember a whole lot of them.
We had
in terms
Sydney,
of just, like,
Border.
Not Border. I love Border. Never mind. I changed my answer.
On so much. I love Border. What a great person to be.
I need to hear his thoughts on Chain of Memories so badly. Like, I know that he's reading through it. I just want to know, like, I want to see the rainbow on, like, the side of the book with all the little, like, sticky note annotations. I want to see that so badly.
Also loved having Sydney on. Sydney is such a pleasant person.
She was great.
Yeah, I'm actually the biggest Sydney fan here because I'm subscribed to their Patreon. And I donated $25.
Damn it, fuck you. I donated $20. I thought I was hot shit. I was like, oh man, I bet I'm the only one here who gave Sydney $20. Fuck you,
Sydney. Give her $5 and a cent. There you go.
Let me make sure that I actually did send her $25. I think I did. Maybe I did 20. Let's check.
Oh, please.
If not, someone send her a penny.
This is how... No, I didn't do $20.
Ugh, well, you're still better than me, but just not by a lot.
Oh, we also had Billith on. I'm looking.
We did. I like having Billith on. That was nice.
We had Gossamer and Seven Snowflakes. Jake wasn't there for that, but Michael was.
I was there for it. They were some good company.
I really liked that. I really did like that episode. Because that was the first time I think I networked at a convention and got, you know, guests on.
We need to do that more often.
And, because I had to go late for that, I think that was, I made sure I stayed up to, like, 1:30 a.m., like, last panel of the night so I could go see it and hand them a business card.
Damn.
But that episode sticks out to me because Gossamer requested that her voice be modulated, and the modulated voice is so funny.
I need to listen to that.
It's got big like dude in shadow on like Spike television energy.
Yeah, it's really good. I remember Sergio is like, hey, how does this sound? Is this distorted enough? And I listened to it. I was like, yeah, that's fine.
I'm imagining it sounds like the Kylo Ren mask.
not to mention,
it's got that energy.
Not to mention, I think I can't remember which one it was, but which one of them wrote it. But the Invader Zim smut fic that they had us read, and they weren't prepared for us to be doing
the voices.
The voices, yeah. Because I think I read Gaz, the secretary lady from Monsters, Inc.
Like Roz from fucking Monsters,
yeah. And oh my god, Zim impression.
Oh my god, it was so good. I do remember that. That was a fun time. I think that's probably why I enjoyed it so much as well. It's just like, there was an interesting discussion, I think, on just like fandom culture that we had, although mm-hmm. that might have been off the record. I remember having a discussion about it, and it was very interesting.
But also, I really enjoyed having Billathon. I really like his... obviously, I really like his writing, but I think he's really chill. I think it's really funny that he's a gun owner.
Why is that funny?
That's a
very
funny
normal
statement.
Thing in this country.
Yeah, but it's like, he's the last person, I think, that would own a gun.
If I didn't live with my mom, I would also own a gun.
Yeah, that's fair. I also at some point want to own a gun, but like I just like because like Billith did an interview with the Vietnamese branch of the SCP Foundation where he spotlighted us. So kudos to Billith. Mm-hmm. And they were like, "Do you own a gun?" And he's like, "Yeah, actually." And he showed a picture of it, and it was like, "I just wanted to see like how easy for it would be to get a rifle," and it was pretty easy.
Uh huh.
We also had Emotional Entropy on.
Entropy drinking spoiled milk is still the craziest story we've ever had a guest tell, I think.
I will say, it's not out yet. I've been trying to chip away at editing it, but me, Sean, and Entropy all did an episode together talking about fucking My Little Pony, and it's pretty fun one, though.
I didn't even know that happened, and then Sean like mentioned, like, yeah, me, Equi, and Entropy did an episode. I was like, what?
Yeah, it was fun. It was really interesting because we all had different perspectives on the topic at hand, because mm-hmm. Entropy got into My Little Pony like during the first/second generation, whereas like the one that like the Brony spawned, that's generation 4.
Uh-huh.
I got into that around season 2, and then Sean got into it like this year, or like last year, I believe.
Can I ask something about My Little Pony?
I could probably answer.
Nick is telling me that that Chris Chan thinks that Gen 5 MLP is Russian propaganda. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know what that is in reference to, because I haven't watched that, and I don't plan to watch it.
He really hates Gen 5 MLP.
What the fuck?
I just don't understand.
Maybe we should do an episode on this.
What that means. Because Nick brings it up like every time I talk to him. He's like, yeah, Gen 5 MLP is Russian propaganda. And I'm like, what? What?
I see on the quickie, Chris has went as far as blocking the voice actors for G5 MLP on Twitter and even blamed it for the war between Russia and Ukraine.
What?
That's just a very on-brand... I wanted to know.
That is something I will look into. I'll get back to you on that.
We also need a So You Want to Know About It.
I also want to bring up...
I'll do that for you, buddy.
I want to bring up something with Sean. I know we are done on the Sean thing. But I think it's really funny that Sean refers to me and Michael by our online names still, even though
I prefer to be
hung out in person.
I prefer being referred to by my IRL name, or not my IRL name, my online handle a lot more.
I did not know that, but I've known you like, for a decade plus.
I've been asked like, oh, what name do you want to go by? It's usually just like when you meet me, what do I go by? I don't really care at that point.
Yeah, no, I just think it's really fun. Like Sean has slept at my house, and Sean, we will be like, we were like driving to the con.
Sean
will be like, oh, did you sleep okay, Greg? And I'd be like, yeah.
I will. Imagine if he still had your old handle. Did you sleep okay, anus?
No, it was my old handle. People always called me Hotcakes. I still have friends who call me Hotcakes.
Hotcakes.
That's crazy.
I think Hotcakes is such a good pet name.
I'll start calling you anus instead.
My friend, iconic cancer survivor, Josie13 on Twitter. Anytime I respond to his tweets on Twitter, he's like, yo, what's up, Hotcakes? And I'm like, yo, what's going on, Josie?
I like Hotcakes as like a nickname. That's really funny.
Yeah.
It makes it sound like everyone's in a romantic relationship with you.
It feels like I'm being sexually harassed, kind of. That's part of the issue with it. People would be like, oh, what's going on, Hotcakes? And I'd be like,
Hotcakes.
I think being called Greg is funny. And I think being called Chudley is funny. So it's like the perfect username. Because I have people who call me Greg and I have people who call me Chudley online. And I think that's really funny. But like, I don't know, something about hot. Like no one would refer to me as anus.
Would you have preferred that they refer to you as anus over Hotcakes?
No, I don't know. I guess not. Like my username was High Def Hotcakes for a while, and people called me High Def, and that just felt clunky. But
that's weird.
I don't know.
Maybe HD. We can call you HD.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you HD Hotcakes.
HD.
HD AC.
If you're going to refer to me as Hotcakes, you have to refer to me as Anus Hotcakes HD Films.
Anus. Okay. Got it.
But I don't know. Greg Chudley just feels natural to be referred to as, and for either way. But I think it's really funny. Like, Sean has slept on my couch, and he's met my mom. But he's just like... Like, sometimes he texts me, he's like, Greg, what's this? And I'm like, I don't know, man. I think that's funny.
Well, it's kind of like how I'm Bert now.
Yes.
Yeah, but Bert is a username, like, after the fact. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You're Bert because we're like, Kai Bert. Bert.
Yeah.
But, like, he's just like, oh, that was Greg. And that's Greg.
That's true. No. I'm not sure that Sean even knows my name still, to be honest with
you. He does. He's referring to you by your name.
Okay, good.
Yeah. He definitely does.
Okay, good. He's finally got it.
Maybe. So the guests have been an interesting part of this podcast.
Yeah, I love having people on.
Can we mention Phoenix as being a guest?
I mean, he's not a host.
Phoenix counts, I guess, but Phoenix is also just like my friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is a guest if not a soon-to-be friend?
Yeah.
Or an already friend.
True.
I guess we can also shout out the fact that we had Nick on the White Elephant as well.
That's true.
Yeah, we won't have a Nick on there. So, it's been a very busy year. Why don't we popcorn and share some of our favorite moments and maybe some of the stuff that we'd like to do.
Did we do Bible watch in the last year, Sergio?
Like no, that was a long time ago.
Like podcast and podcast adjacent things.
Okay.
I'll go first, I guess. I don't know. Obviously, cons are always fun. I really liked going to Hallmat, though. I think Hallmat was the first con that we've been to where I felt like I was like, this, like, the venue was nice and the vibes were good and the weather was just like perfect.
It was just like a primo sort of thing.
Yeah. I wish more people could have gone. Maybe if we go next year, more people will go.
But, that's my plan.
You mean this year?
Yeah. Yes. This year. The next year it's happening, which is this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
the next COD.
Especially since they're getting an even bigger venue. I can't wait.
Oh, that's insane.
I know. I'm as excited as I am for MetroCon when whoever is going to come down for MetroCon. It's going to be fun, but it's also going to be July in Florida, so we're going to be kind of miserable.
It's going to be steamy. We're also nerfed because it's a PG-13 con. We can't. Yeah. We're not going to go as
the
hard.
Vibes are going to be weird, but I still think it'll be a lot of fun. I was like, my favorite thing of the podcast is being able to meet up in person and hang out. I like hanging out with you guys. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to hang out with you guys nearly as much since I moved down here, and it kind of makes me sad. So anytime we have an opportunity to spend time together, I like it.
Oh,
I agree. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. You don't get to agree. You never visit me. Fuck you.
I love
spending time with you, Matt. Maybe if I move up to Michigan, we'll probably see each other more.
Just move to Omaha, Sedge.
What's in Omaha? I feel like if I move to Omaha, they'll like milk me.
Lower prices are there, I should say. Lower prices are definitely there.
Everything is lower prices than where I live right now. I live in Florida.
That's true.
Everything's but so Michigan, expensive.
Not that much better.
Did you say that a big bag of Doritos was $8?
Yeah. I went to Publix and I got two bags of Doritos and I spent $16.
Yeah, they're $4.75 at my Meijer.
Crazy.
Insane.
They're literally $2.50 where I used to live.
Wow.
Yeah, because sometimes you tell me grocery prices and I was like, as someone who works at a grocery store, that doesn't sound right.
This is the cost of
living. Somebody who used to work at a grocery store, that doesn't sound right.
The cost of living down here is so bad. Like, it's like, ugh. My car insurance keeps going up. My car payment's so high. It's crazy. It's evil.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But hopefully, I'm planning to get all my money saved up so I can come down to Holiday Matsuri this year and have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. I'd really like to hang out with you again. Yeah. It's been a really long time.
We can find another movie to go see at Disney Springs. I don't know what will be in theaters in December.
We'll find out.
But, I'm sure there's already a list.
Jokingly say Argyle, the nothing movie that came out recently, but
the Secret Kingsman movie. Did you know that movie is in the Kingsman universe?
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3 will be in theaters in December.
Go see Shadow the Hedgehog. Watch Maria get shot.
I did not know they were making a Sonic.
It had Knuckles in it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Idris Elba is Knuckles.
I still need to watch Sonic 2.
I saw Sonic 1 with Michael and Sergio, and then I got broken up with on the car ride home.
On Valentine's Day, too.
On Valentine's Day, also.
That's cold.
It was.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Well, if we're going to keep popcorn in here, I'd like to talk about some stuff that we did on the podcast and some stuff I'd like to do, as well as some stuff that I have been doing.
Just
go for it.
Go for it.
So the big one for me was finally doing a Avatar tabletop game that I've been really wanting to do for a while. No means do I think it was a perfect showing. I did enjoy doing it with all you guys. It was probably, I think it was the first time I was like full on being the editor of the podcast and making sure that like everything like hit right and that I added like audio and stuff like that. Like it was just kind of like this was sort of my baby, and it's been a story that I've been wanting to explore for some time, and I'd like to return to it at some point, but maybe we'll see. I have some plans. I've been wanting to do more live play stuff just in general because I think it's fun and I like doing it. I like doing short little campaigns with my friends. Like the big one that I've been really like thinking about recently is I kind of want to do another liminal horror game that is potentially SCP adjacent. It would be taking place in Chugwater and would explore sort of the normal, like the normal day-to-day people sort of encountering a monster or an entity of some kind. Mm-hmm. And I think that'd be really interesting to sort of explore that, create some more like groups of interest and just really enter into this world that, while it has been explored by Sergio, I want to do something that's not an SCP like article, not really a tale, but something that's different, has its own sort of flavor to it, while also still being a story that captures what makes SCP so interesting. That's a big one that I've been wanting to do, and I've been doing little concepts here and there for it. There's the not Pathfinder, the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest that will be coming out later this year that I want to do as well. Those are some big ones that I would like to do, and I would be taking on the role of editing those as well, because I kind of like going gung-ho on this stuff. I like doing a lot of the fun things. Like, I'm not sure if you guys have listened to the Avatar live play, but I did include like the opening like theme song to it. I had like just little bits and pieces of Avatar music to sort of spice things up a little bit in there. And it was fun to do. I really want to do another live play with you guys. You guys have been awesome to play with.
Yeah, it was really fun. You were a good DM.
Thank you.
As the creator of Chugwater, I approve of more Chugwater content.
Yeah. And the thing that I, that's more like podcast adjacent, I've been doing because of the podcast and because we, you know, because of fan fictions, I kind of been just writing a shit ton. Like, I wouldn't say it's like uncomfortable how much I've been writing, but for me as somebody who's known to not be much of like a reader, it's kind of weird that like I was like, ah, yeah, I'm just gonna write little silly fan fictions here and there for like us to read on the podcast. And now I have on my I have an archive of my own because I can. I've been posting stuff on there. I have an original character sort of fanfic that takes place as an alternate universe to my Masks game that I'm running for my friends. That is just there for me to explore characters I really like. There's the other White Elephant fanfiction that was included for last year's Turnabout Whoville, how the Maya Fey allegedly stole Christmas. It has 42 hits and 3 kudos, so, you know, it's doing pretty good.
It's coming
along. Yeah, but, like, the big one for me is something that I've been sort of, like, writing on my own that I was surprised by how much I've been writing purely as something just for like for me, because I've been writing just like stories just in general. And like I think the biggest one that I wrote before, like the word count, if I had to say, was like maybe 3,000 words, I want to say. I don't remember which fan fiction was like my longest, like the regular show fan fiction. I don't remember how many words that was. I should really check that, actually. Because I need to, like, give a comparison of how much I have been writing. So it is a word count. 3,370. Whereas the fiction I'm currently writing, that is only one chapter, by the way, is wherever the fuck it is. There it is. It has gone from, 3,370 to 6,465 words, and that's just chapter one. So I've been writing a shit ton, mainly for me.
Nice.
And I've been
awesome.
Really enjoying it. And I'm hoping that my skills as a writer for the next White Elephant and for whatever else we do, because I would like to do another White Elephant for this for the summer for, you know, Colossal Con reading.
And you know what? It's important to write for yourself because you should be your number one target demographic. So that's awesome that you're writing for yourself. I'm proud of you, dare I even say.
I will include, if it's possible, I will include a link to my archive of my own.
No!
If anyone would like to go
self-promotion on your own podcast.
If anyone would like to go read my silly little fan fiction about my fucking tabletop RPG NPCs.
Now,
you're more than welcome to.
Speaking of fan fictions, Sergio, this is going to be directed at you specifically. As you may know, a certain game has released in the last month that has consumed my mind palace. That is relevant to us as gamers, you and me specifically. That starts with a P.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had you mostly you had wrote, and I say mostly you, I really had anything to do with it, wrote a Persona fan fiction years ago. Because the game is Persona 3 Reload that came out.
Yes.
If that's not clear to anyone else. I would like to take another shot. I mean, we should, you, if you would like to work on it with me, of write, of rewriting and remaking Persona Silverman, but with our skills of as writers in the modern day. And
yeah, I'd kind of be curious to see how that would turn out.
I would love you to know, help.
Taking it on with a more mature lens and whatnot, you know what I mean?
I definitely would be down for that because I always wanted to finish it. And originally, when we had read it on the podcast, I was going back and kind of remaking it. I had ideas for the first book for new chapters and stuff like that. I would like to get back to that because there were a lot of interesting concepts that I came up with and characters that I want to see.
Like, I really like the concepts you came up with. I think it's really smart and interesting. I think we could take it and we could turn it into something really good. Not that it isn't good, but it's good for, like, us, you know? Like, it's a good us thing. But I think if we could turn it into something that's truly just a really good fan fiction. For, like, all related, you know?
For all people on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, speaking of writing, I wanted to talk about something tangentially related.
Go for
which
it.
Which is reading. Unsung hero of our podcast, I guess this year, has been book club. This is our first year of book club.
Yeah.
We've literally started it in March of last year. So that's now this is a full year of book club. And I got to say, it's been really awesome to be able to do this on the pod.
I've really
discussing books with you guys. And especially because lately we've been tackling some of like books I've had on my read list forever. Like Eye of the World, House of Leaves, and Dune have been just waiting because, you know, they're quite long reads. So I really enjoyed that we could, you know, get through those together since they've been on my to read list for like years now. And I really enjoyed also branching out into genres I haven't read before, like going into the Warhammer stuff, reading more American comics, because I've never really read any of them. I've mostly only done manga, so it was nice to, like, you know, tackle Watchmen and Batman and stuff, some of the more classic traditional reads.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite and a least favorite thing that we've done in the book club so far?
Least favorite's definitely Blood Meridian.
Really? Even more so than Orconomics?
Yeah, because I think we had a really good discussion about Orconomics. Like, even though it was,
I can agree. As somebody who listened,
mediocre, it was very entertaining to like talk about it and kind of rag on it. Versus, like, you know, Blood Meridian, I didn't really like it. And even though we had a lot of good things to say, you know, my discussion was definitely a bit tainted by the fact that I just didn't enjoy it. And then I don't know.
Can I just say real quick?
Go ahead.
I forgot that we read Troll Slayer, and I was thinking about it on the drive to work the other day because I reread it for the episode.
Yeah,
and I was like, I should reread Troll Slayer sometime. That was really good. And then I was like, wait a second, four months ago.
I also am very thankful for the book club because I was a big reader and I kind of fell off of it. Same. And I just for the longest time just was on, despite me buying books, like countless books, and then piling my shelves, I just couldn't bring myself to sit down and read them. So actually having it as like, you know, something for the podcast, like, gave me an impetus to read again. And I am so glad that I was able to read things that have been, you know, sitting on my shelf forever, like Watchmen, Eisenhorn. God, I bought the Eisenhorn, like,
so I know fast. I remember you mentioning, like, it years ago.
Yeah, every for those who aren't into Warhammer or into local Games Workshop. Every day, the Black Library, or not every day, every year, the Black Library, which is the publishing company under Games Workshop, does these, like, I can't remember what they're called, but there are these special days where you can go to your local Games Workshop. You can get like a special figure. I think it's just Black Library Celebration. There's a special figure that you can get, and then there are like limited covers of books. And every year I go out and I get all of the special covers, and I usually get the figurine. And I even have a memory during the pandemic, because obviously there was no in-person celebration we could order online. I ordered the new Indominus Crusade book, but their warehouse was out. So they were like, okay, they were like, all right, you know, customer, we're out in Britain. Like, there's no more printed. However, there is a local store with a copy. And if you go there, they'll give it to you. And it happened to be my local Games Workshop. So I drove over there and I opened the store and it was completely dark, pitch black, no lights. But the one guy that worked there, Matt, was standing there in the darkness with my book in hand. And my first response was, Matt, turn on the lights.
I was going to say while you were saying that, but I was getting up to grab a snack. I was going to say, shout out to Matt at your local GW. Yes.
There's a, I will say, as somebody who's more of like a listener to the book club rather than an active participant, mainly just because, one, I need to like do like a hike to go get my library card, mm-hmm. and to get my audiobooks, and my car is currently out of commission at the moment, so I can't really go do that. And I also have a lot of work as is to do it. It's, as somebody that listens to it, it's like a new flavor of the podcast that I think was kind of needed for a while, because like we've done like a lot of like, oh haha, silly fan fiction, then we did some like actual like, you know, genuine good pieces of art fan fiction that weren't just there to be shit posts or crack fix, but like were genuine works of fiction, but we haven't really done something that was like, hey, let's read something and talk about it, and then like partway through go, all right, well, you should go read the book yourself and then come back and join us as we discuss about it. Cause like, we don't really do that sort of thing where it's, we're more of like the read it on the podcast sort of podcast rather than a discuss about it later podcast. And I think it's nice. It's like a, it's sort of the blend of like the two parts of the podcast that like are sort of split for me, where it's like, I really like the discussion talky episodes and I'm iffy on the let's read it episodes. So the book club is just kind of like the marriage of the two, where it's like, oh yeah, I have to consume a piece of media and then I get to talk about it with my friends.
Also, I have to give a shout out, important book club related thing. We have to talk about the cultural impact that Bigless Dickless had on the book club in this podcast.
Well, in what way?
This was,
I think this
last year Colossal
April
Con when Jake was up here.
I guess May then.
Yeah, we went to go have dinner with Kai, and Nick was also there, and we went to Barnes and Noble, and I was like,
love bookstores, man.
Yeah, me, we were too. At Barnes & Noble, and I think specifically we were looking for book club books, and I was like, Kai, there's this guy on Twitter named Bigless Dickless, and he told me about this book called This Is How You Lose the Time War. We have to find it. And there was a buy one, get one 50% off deal, and then Kai was like, well, we can get This Is How You Lose the Time War, but also, there's this book, it's called Legends and Lattes. It has lesbian romance, and in that moment, I was lied to.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there was lesbian romance. It was just very slow burn.
At least Time War had lesbian romance.
Right? Yes, it was a little bit made up for it. So yeah. We got the lesbian two pack.
We had the sapphic book experience at that Barnes and Noble.
and I still want to,
we were true
to
allies
write
in that Barnes and Noble.
It's true.
I still want to write my proposed crossover between the two. This Is How You Lose the Latte.
Oh, it'll be so good.
So
you have to write it.
Back on topic, since we just went on like four tangents, Kai, did you think of a favorite episode of the book club?
Oh man, I don't know. Okay, I will
say a couple.
Here's, Here's my shout out. Yeah, I definitely have a couple. Here's my shout out. I really liked it when we could all get together, plus with Kieran for Percy Jackson. That was really cool.
That was nice, yeah.
That was like the Giga crossover.
Yeah, shout out to Kieran for guests. We forgot to mention him.
Shout out to Kieran. I also really enjoyed Time War. I really enjoyed Legends of Lattes. And I really liked Eye of the World.
Oh, those me too.
Really shout out to Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, I was
going to say Ultimate.
A couple of my favorites were definitely, I know we haven't recorded it yet. I'm enjoying Dune a lot, though.
Me too.
I'm really vibing with this.
And I'm going to be so happy we can talk about the movies as well.
Yeah.
Those are good stuff.
I really liked Eye of the World. One of the things that I love about this book club is that whether it be things I've already experienced, like Watchmen or Ultimate Spider-Man, or things that I've never experienced, like Dune or Eye of the World, just being able to appreciate art, like, in a way, the craft, and like going to like some of the greatest, like the goats of the mediums, and just being able
tell
to like, go through them and be like, wow, this is, I see why this is so good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can tell how much Chain of Memories traumatized us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't they my least favorite? I don't know. It's not Orkonomics just because like we had fun, like
we did have fun trashing it.
I would say honestly, probably the first episode might have been one of my least favorites. Just because the book made me really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was not the greatest.
It was not easy. It was good. It was a really good book. It was just not easy to read.
Yes. Yeah, I had to like start and stop that book so many times.
I guess my other would be the only book club episode I have not been on, and it was House of Leaves.
I remember you also saying House of Leaves kind of traumatized you as well. So I guess that fits.
So I'm fairly certain I've had ADHD my whole life. That's been unmedicated. And lately it's been getting a lot worse.
And as it tends to do in the
20s. I could not handle, I finished House of Leaves. But I don't think it registered in my brain.
It's probably a good thing.
It was really hard for me. Like, I don't think I've ever struggled to read anything in my life unless it was boring.
Mm-hmm.
But I was reading House of Leaves, like, genuinely just hurt my brain. Like, I know that's the point. It was interesting, it was well written, and it wasn't for me.
That's fair.
I mentioned that I immediately felt like a demon had been exorcised from me after we finished that podcast episode. I felt like, oh my god, I don't have to read anymore.
You're like, life is so much brighter now.
Man. And then if not those two, I'll also say Blood Meridian, just because it made me sad that you guys didn't like it. Because I was like, man,
I'm so sorry.
I was like, I'm really enjoying this. This is so good. I can't wait to talk to my friends about how good it was.
We
recorded it, and they were like, "Fuck this book!" And I was like, "Oh." Okay.
I feel bad that we hated on it so much. I just really
liked it.
Hey, we're allowed to have differing opinions about.
I feel like I put you through hell, so I feel bad.
It was pretty hellish, I'm not going to lie. But I think it's just because.
That's the point of the book, you know?
Yeah, the point of the book is to not like
what's
happening.
My House of Leaves is your Blood Meridian, if that makes sense.
Yes. Although I did like spam read Blood Meridian because I just want it to get it over with. Like I did like I think half of the book in one day because I just wanted to be done. I was like, I will not experience this book longer than I have to, and I put it on 3x speed.
I also spam read it through like half a day, but it's because I was so engrossed into it that I was just sitting at work like doing
you'd be on spam read it in half a day. You did like 8 hours in double speed, didn't you?
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, this is fucking awesome. This is so good. I love the nihilistic depression of it. I can't wait to talk to my friends about it, and then everyone hated it, and I was like, oh.
Okay. It just offended my sensibilities. That's why I couldn't
see it. Yeah, well,
I'm too soft.
House of Leaves offended my sensibilities of my neurodivergence, so I guess.
Of your brain. See, I think it like unlocked something unholy within me because it was like frustrating to read, but then I like couldn't stop. I was like, I have to get through this. Like, I read the first 20 pages and then didn't pick it up for another month. Mm-hmm. And then I read, like, the rest of the book in, like, 2 days.
Crazy. You know, it sat on my shelf for, like, 5 months. Or not even my shelf. It was on top of my dresser.
And so you just looked at it every day and just mocked you?
Crazy.
So, Matt. Yeah. Do you have a favorite moment or anything that you want to share? My podcast adjacent
was Sean almost preemptively quitting all attempts to communicate with us because his mic was muted during the first episode he was going to be on the podcast.
That's so funny.
That will forever be my favorite moment ever.
That was amazing.
He was so angry, and then he was like, "Oh my god, my mic was muted the entire time, wasn't it?"
That was last year, Matt.
He was like cussing us out. So funny.
If we're talking about some other moment in this year, let's see. What would it have to be?
Also, what was your favorite and least favorite book club moment since you did a couple book clubs with us?
I would say my favorite book club moment.
You seem to enjoy Wheel of Time a lot.
Wheel of Time was fun. I would definitely say so. There was a moment. Did you talk about 9/11 during the Batman Return, Dark Knight Returns comic? Yes. I feel like that was it. That may have been the most unhinged reach around to 9/11 I'd heard yet from you. So I think that goes down in the history books.
Honestly, I don't even remember if I did or not because I think
the Gerard way. Reach around to 9/11 was worse, I think.
Okay, guys, my resolution for this year is to talk about 9/11 less, okay? Can we drop the subject?
What? I thought you were going to say that your goal is to talk about it on every episode of the podcast.
No, that's going to be my goal for next year. Everyone needs a break.
Never forget.
This year's the Alamo.
This year moment was having Sydney on the podcast. She was hilarious. Oh my god, was that fun.
Matt, I told you to stop the 9/11 talk.
I'm not even gonna, I didn't even want to bring up that part of that episode because I already
brought it up. That was like 20 minutes of the episode.
I think I liked the Sydney episode so much because it was the first time we've actually followed through with our threat to not read the fucking fanfic and just shit talk for fucking 40 minutes instead.
That is not the first time we've done that. That's been like...
It was the best time we've done that.
We've done it like five times now.
My least favorite book club episode. Honestly, I had fun on pretty much all of them. Even with Blood Meridian. I was about to say Blood Sun Vendetta.
Which Black Hole Sun. It's not a JoJo fanfiction.
It's a JoJo fan animation, actually.
Yeah, somebody is it's by the guy. The guy who's making it is the dub voice of a Baccio.
He's really fucking slow at making it.
Well, to be fair, like it's hard.
5 years, and he's gotten like maybe 2 episodes done. But hey, kudos to him. He doesn't compromise on the quality. Least favorite book club episode. Blood Meridian was fun to talk about. That's why I don't want to just put it as the least favorite. I don't know. I put an N/A in that box. I like them all. They were too fun.
Ooh, interesting noise.
That was my brain conking out after trying to scan through all the book club episodes. I think I really enjoy how we've shifted more towards just shooting the shit on the podcast recently. I feel like shooting the shit is content that is great for us because it's literally just how we hang out sometimes. It's just us talking about
random shit. Does the audience like it? I don't know.
I don't give a fuck because I'm having fun.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't particularly care. There's content that like, you know, is not shooting the shit, it's usually because we genuinely want to do it.
I mean, the gang gets sidetracked to hit 27 views, which is pretty good for an episode.
Okay.
Which was that episode where you guys were supposed to read Cop and Robber and didn't, and just talked about, like, random stuff.
Hey, we eventually read Cop and Robber, so
it, yes, it we did. Yes, we did. If you guys are fine with me talking about my favorite
moment.
No, you don't get to talk on this episode of the podcast that you're a host of, Sergio. Fuck you!
Oh, wait, can I say my favorite episode of the year? I forgot.
Yeah. No, not until Sergio says his piece.
No, you can say your favorite episode since you've mentioned
it. I really liked my review of Safari. I know that's kind of a cop-out, but I thought it was really fun to get to do the review Safari and then to also do the I Didn't Have an Egg or whatever it's called.
The weird recipe. It's the subreddit is I Didn't Have Eggs.
Okay, yeah.
Also, just kidding, Sergio, I love you.
I know. My favorite episodes would have to be the Gail Cord Schuler two-parter.
That was so good. Oh. I know I wasn't there, but it was really fun to listen to.
The two-part Fanon Simply Creative People crossover with Gregory and fucking Harry, which brings to mention that we should read some Church of the Second High Toth SCPs on this podcast, because those who didn't watch the part of the crossover on their show are missing out on some good reads. But 2023 was a special year for me when it came to traveling, because obviously, like, 2022 was crazy, because, like, 2022 I was in a shit ton of states. We went all over the place, because, like, we were in Nebraska, and then we did the Texas road trip from Texas to Florida. Me and Michael went to Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. So I was, like, in as many states as I've ever been in 1 year. But 2023 was an interesting year for me in terms of traveling, because I had to, you know, go by myself to a lot of places, and that was interesting. I don't think that'll more so happen here, because it seems like I've got a lot of partners to go places with. This year was a big, I guess, Sergio solo year. And I kind of got to experiment with what works and doesn't work, like, by myself. So that was an interesting experience.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And as for something that I'd probably want to see do more of on the podcast, obviously, a goal point is I want to finish the All Guardsmen party this year, which I think is doable. I want to do more tier list episodes, because I really like
the Flat Earth. I did really enjoy that one, too, yeah.
The Flat Earth Conspiracies tier list. I came up with an idea in my head that I thought was funny, which was the YouTube white boy playlist, tier list, where we talk about our favorite white boys on YouTube.
There's a lot of those.
Can we do a Jake Spotify playlist tier list, or where we tier every single song on my Spotify playlist?
F tier, baby! Yeah! It's a
4-hour video because there's 486 songs on it.
Jesus. Good lord.
If you think that's bad, my liked songs has over 3,000 songs in it.
Oh, good lord.
You're talking about Flurf reminds me, Sergio. Kai, remember that random one-off document that Flurf was showing in the modern day debate that had, like, vaccine demons in the background? I found it. I want to read it. I found it in a nourishingtraditionsarticle.com comment thread where somebody posted the entire link. Not the entire, like, the entire contents of that document as a comment.
I hope it doesn't have viruses.
There's one thing that I would really like to do, which was obviously, like, I'd like to do, like, a watch party episode where we talk about a show that we watched. Because I do like book club, but I am someone that consumes a lot of visual media.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more in my wheelhouse.
Matt and I've talked about doing a Patreon like watch along episode, like series where we watch things and we like kind of do like a commentary over the show.
I don't want to like I don't mean like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 sort of deal. That would be fun, though. I would like to do that.
Uh-huh.
I was more so like, you know, like a book club sort of thing where we talk about something that we like or that we watched. Because I do a yearly rewatch of Avatar, and I don't have anyone to like talk about it with outside of people that have already seen Avatar. And I just like...
I think we've all seen it, though.
Yeah, that's I just like rewatching it every year. There's like other shows that like I think would be interesting to just sort of like watch again, like old shows that like it was like, oh, I had fond memories of that, and just like watch like something. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that I think would be cool to have on the podcast.
Yeah,
that
is let's watch the entirety of Peaky Blinders for an episode.
Hey, let's watch Dragon Ball. That That'd be great, Jacob. You haven't seen Dragon Ball in a long time, right?
Yeah, you haven't seen Dragon Ball, have you?
Jacob's gonna fucking turn into a puddle. No, you know what? You guys need to see his Gurren Lagann.
I have 40 episodes of Dragon Ball Z left before I'm done with this watch, Jared, so you don't fucking talk to me, okay?
What do you call it? I don't think I need to see Gurren Lagann for a fifth or sixth time.
I've never seen it.
Shame.
That's what we gotta do. Jacob,
well, you guys Michael, can watch by yourself. I think I'm Gurren Lagann.
We'll do a book club episode on Gurren Lagann.
So I've watched it no less than like eight times at this point. Get on my level, dog.
Yeah, I've seen Dragon Ball Z like 10 times, and I've seen Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood like 10 times, and I'm watching
both of them right now.
That's crazy.
Dude, I can't even finish a single damn show, I feel like.
I think it's just like you and me are like, oh, voice crack. You and me are on like two separate ends, or it's like I really like visual mediums, and you're just like, I like theater of the mind.
I do.
I like reading things. I like sitting down in one spot, opening up a book, and flipping through pages of a nice new smelling book. And I'm just in here like, dude, I love popping popcorn and sitting on the couch doing basically the same thing, but on a TV.
You want to know what it is? I'm a micromanager. So I'm like, when I'm imagining my books, I imagine them super cinematic. And sometimes I'll play like music while I'm doing it. And I'll imagine their voices and stuff.
Like,
it's like a full on hallucination going on. So that's why I like it. Because it's like, I get to be the director. Yeah.
Issue is like.
I'm like a what?
Continue.
What'd you say, Jake?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
I think
a mentat from Dune.
Oh.
I think my issue is like I don't like sitting still unless I have something to like keep my hands busy.
You want
to
know something?
Like I need to stim.
I read all the time while I'm on my exercise bike or like bouncing up and down on my exercise ball or just pacing. So I feel like sometimes I even walk around the park with my book and people look at me like I'm crazy. But you know,
I think that might be why I just didn't like reading in like school. It was just like I just assumed I don't like reading.
They just sit you into a fucking chair and they're like, sit there and read, asshole.
Yeah, for like an hour. And I was like, oh, yippee. But
that's fair.
It's just really interesting.
I always put on music. If I'm reading something physically, I always have music on.
Yeah, me too.
I find something that fits the atmosphere of what I'm reading.
Yeah, I really like. I think I found like on YouTube. It's like a dramatic reading of The Hobbit, and I'm meaning to go like put that on because I think I would thoroughly enjoy it.
I promise you, you're gonna be sitting there. I'm not gonna lie. I love Lord of the Rings. They're not easy to read or listen to because there are so many points. And I talked to Kai about this. I'm convinced that J.R.R. Tolkien is the ultimate autistic hyperfixator.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah,
I was doing the audiobook for Fellowship of the Ring, and there's an entire at the beginning of the book, before it even happens, there's like a 2-hour abridged retelling of The Hobbit that is followed up with 40 minutes of J.R.R. Tolkien talking about Hobbit lore and their culture. He's like, oh yes, the Brandywines from off across the creek are very greedy and rambunctious hobbits, but the Bagginses are all very kind and like-minded, and they're all jolly and jovial. And it's
I don't particularly mind that as long as I have something. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm gonna focus on this thing. It's I need background noise, and I feel like I would enjoy listening to that as background noise. Yeah, and if I don't, well, guess what?
Really into what's happening in The Hobbit.
And then fucking Tom Bombadil shows up, and then J.R.R. Tolkien's like, ah, yes, Tom Bombadil, he was once born 3,000 moons ago under the fucking light of 413 lit torches in a cave off of Hobbitshire, 213 miles away.
Well, to hop off this Hobbit tangent, though, because there is, you know, the this is the 4 year of the podcast. There's a future ahead of us. I know, buddy. And I haven't even consumed The Lord of the Rings. So I'm sitting here knowing that some fantasy enjoyer is going to come at me for not having consumed Lord of the Rings. And they're going to be like, well, you haven't consumed Lord of the Rings? What? I was about to say, that one surprises me because I feel like Sergio would have seen the movies.
I watched the movies, and I'm a certified Lord of the Rings unenjoyer.
You just don't get it.
But for the future of the podcast, there are some plans that I'd like to like sort of finalize, mainly just that SCP adjacent live play, because I think that would just be really fun to do. And I'd like to do that in October, because we keep having this, oh, let's do something in October, and then the spooky month just sort of falls apart. So I just want to get it in, you know, in place beforehand. But there's a lot of really great stuff that we've sort of been cooking up that we should just appreciate. And you know, we look back and just see like, yeah, we're growing as a podcast. We went from crack fiction reading to just genuine fiction appreciation. True. And it's just nice. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a redemption arc. We used to be controversial, now we're nice and talk about literature.
Yeah, and we don't read things that actively want us to like suffer and like cry.
Your eyeballs out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One day I will return to the podcast and I will regale you all in the stories of the Freeney.
It's not the worth Freeney. It, man. It's not worth it.
Trust me, I skip through chapters if it's a fight chapter. I don't care.
Yeah, you just know those with those chapters, you only really need to read like the first paragraph and the last paragraph.
Just occurred to me, we could feed all the PDFs of Chain of Memories into an AI and have it summarize it for us so we can skip all the fight scenes.
I don't think that would even work. I don't think that would work.
Have you read the Chain of Memories?
The thing about AIs is they have to be able to decipher what the fuck is being said, and you can't decipher what the fuck is being said in anything that he writes, because it's insane.
You want to know what would be so funny? If we like somehow fed Chain of Memories into like AI like training data, and then now it can only decipher Chain of Memories language. It cannot decipher actual English.
Honestly,
anymore.
We should do it the real poison. Do a data poisoning practice where we poison all of the data in ChatGPT by feeding it Chain of Memories.
I would like you to tell me something to tell somebody to calm down. You mean clam down?
It's like uploading a fucking a virus into a medical database. You just fucking break it forever by uploading the first Chain of Memories.
You're like
ChatGPT. Can you give me a good recipe to make with eggs and rice? I want something yummy from eggs and rice. And then ChatGPT will be like, I do not know how to make food with egg and rice. I am going to instead teach you how to hit wall with really hard into body with building, and then big
eyes wide in,
and then eyes wide in,
and then a land
guts punched.
You clearly don't
know. We're
gonna
have like several hour sex scenes.
You would like to make cake? Sorry, there's only taco or burrito.
The big one is just like it gives you like a normal recipe, and then it's just like you then have shower sex with your sweetheart and babe for several hours with their hot butt.
You are going to get real good yummy burrito from the burrito stand over by house, and you are going to consume it, and it will be very good.
Oh god. But yeah, there's so much that we can do with the podcast. I'm very excited to see where we take it. And hopefully everyone is as excited as I am to see the future of So You Think You Can Fandom. So I think with that being said, this has been a fun hour and 15 minutes of us just shooting the shit. So Do we love the audience today?
Yes, we love forever, them.
Love the audience for as long as the podcast continues.
Yeah. Oh, so as soon as it ends, you just go, I hate them. Fuck them. I hate the audience. Well,
yeah,
that's why I ended it.
Yeah, we ended them. We ended it because we didn't like them.
We anymore. Ended them. We ended the audience.
We destroyed. Destroyed.
Destroy the audience. Corrupt them. All right. But I love you today, audience.
Goodbye.
Chill.